At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Friends, and welcome inside an all-new edition of Talking Champions. It's Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. That's an affiliate of On3. Join us today over at omspirit.com. Sign up for a sub, and we'd love to have you because all we do all day, every day, is talk about your Ole Miss Rebels. So come join us, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. South Carolina, a road trip for Ole Miss, I should say, to South Carolina. Coming up Saturday, kickoff is 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. And is it a must-win game for Ole Miss? On3 certainly seems to think so. And it's hard to disagree with them. If this team is going to be end up like the team we thought Ole Miss was in the preseason, got to win this one. And the injury report for both teams came out on Wednesday. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to go through a little bit of that today, as well as touch on a little bit more in the Ole Miss running game because my friend Austin Brown left me a voice recording for his thoughts on where things are right now with the Ole Miss running game. And I'm going to start incorporating calls to the show. This is kind of like a first test run at some ideas that I'm kind of workshopping. So bear with me, and I appreciate your patience. But my buddy Austin, I said, hey, man, he had some great thoughts. He called me not long after the game on Saturday, and he's always been one of my favorite Ole Miss people to talk to. And he had some knowledge that he wanted to drop. So I said, hey, man, leave me a voicemail. And he did. And I want that same opportunity for all of you, too, because there's been some subscribers on the Ole Miss Spirit message board, in the YouTube comments, commenters on YouTube, who've all said, hey, man, I'd love to be on the show, too. I'd love to talk to you. So, incorporating calls, that's the next step, I think, for Talk of Champions. Because every show, I've been trying to figure out when I'm going to do the show regularly. And I have figured out that y'all want a post-game show. Whether it's me and Bradley Sal or not, y'all want a post-game show. So, I will have a post-game show either the night of the game after it's over, or if it's an earlier kickoff, and then if it's a late kickoff, it'll be Sunday morning. And then new shows of Talk Champions in week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, followed up on the Ole Miss Spirit and on our YouTube channel, the Ole Miss Spirit YouTube channel. Zach Berry's going to have his recruiting shows as well. So it's all there for you all day, every day. All you got to do is come hang out with us. Talk to me here in the Riverland Roofing Studios, the house up top. My friends at Riverland Roofing, call or text them today for all of your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. I nailed it. Not really, but I'll do it again. I'll say it again so you'll remember it. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, call them today. I'm doing this off the top of my head the whole show. I've decided it's better when I just get on here and talk like I'm talking directly to the Ole Miss fan rather than try to be scripted and not make mistakes. Who cares? We're all human and fallible, so I'm going to make some mistakes, and when I do, I'll just move on. So, moving on, call or text Riverland Roofing today, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com is their website, and I got nothing but love for Riverland Roofing. The people there are incredible, and I don't just say that because they've been so incredibly supportive of this show and of me, but also because they're just good people. So in a week that's been hard for me and my family, and for all of you who have shared kind words of encouragement, either in the YouTube comment section on the Ole Miss Spirit message board on Twitter at Spirit Ben. For my brother-in-law, who's been in a bad way this week, starting Sunday, had to be rushed to UAB for a emergency medical situation. And Tuesday wasn't a great day. Wednesday was a little bit better. He's stable, and he's in the place he needs to be to get better, is what I keep telling my daughters. Brandon, we love you, and it has warmed my heart to see the Ole Miss community, most of which don't know you outside of me, rally to your cause, because that's what Ole Miss does. That's what the Ole Miss community does. Yeah, we hold you accountable. We hold each other accountable. We allow the wise to speak wisdom to us, but also we support each other. And it's been really an amazing thing to see. Because Brandon Armstrong is the best of us, and I hope he gets to feeling better. And he's barely even 30 years old. His life is only halfway going. So, Brandon, get better. Thank you all for your support. And now let's talk a little Ole Miss South Carolina. Is it a must-win? Jesse Simonton of On3 sure as heck thinks so, and I can't say I disagree. Because you look at this roster, and you look at this schedule, and you look at where things stand. If you don't win this one, all of the build-up, all of the talk, the last dance stuff, all of it is gone. It's that critical of a game for Ole Miss. You are not making the playoff with two losses to South Carolina and Kentucky. At that point, it's starting to, in October, before Halloween even gets here, before you even play the traditional rivalry games of LSU and State, you'll be saying, for all intents and purposes, for this season, regardless of the postseason, because this is a postseason team, you're going to be saying to yourself, what went wrong? Who's really committed? Because it's been fascinating to consider all the ramifications of losing to Kentucky. It's time to move on. Ole Miss is playing South Carolina in a couple days. But one of those things is, well, we get to do this. Media, fans, we have no direct impact on the field. So we can talk about big picture things, and it's not taboo. It's just the truth. It's what's happening right here and now. And because of that Kentucky loss, seeing or playing out all the scenarios that could happen, both good and bad, the bad could get real bad. Because in this NIL culture, we've already seen it with opt-outs. Guys are preserving red shirts. Now, Ulysses Bentley's already played in five games. So I'm not saying Ole Miss has got some malcontents or guys who are only looking out for themselves. But if the season gets lost, South Carolina is that important. Ulysses Bentley, he can't sit out. He can't opt out. And it looks like, at least from the chatter, that we should see a little bit more of Ulysses Bentley on Saturday. But if we do, look at that Micah Pettis graphic, breaking the chains and letting the man free, let him loose. Let that Bentley out of the garage. But if they do, I think it just makes the question that much more pressing. Why? Why? But that's neither here nor there. Let's wait and see what happens on Saturday. Let's see if he does play. What kind of offensive line Ulysses Bentley is going to be running behind. But before we jump to that injury report that was released on Wednesday, both teams, Ole Miss and South Carolina, and the ramifications of that injury report, we talked all Tuesday about the running game and all the areas of weakness. It was two things I think and one thing I know. And one of the things I thought was that Ulysses Bentley needs to get the ball more. And I want to give a shout-out to TJ Oxley on Twitter. I don't know him personally. I found him on Twitter at TJOxley1, writes for the Rebel Walk. He's a great follow on Twitter for nerdy stats, especially like me, or nerdy stat lovers like me. And it seemed like, you remember we talked about this on Tuesday, it seemed like the running game, for all of its problems, one of them was that almost what is it utilizing its playmakers, meaning not scheming its playmakers open. Caden Priestcorn is a forgotten man until the desperation heave, 42 yards at the end of the game. Henry Parrish seemed to be running up the middle on inside zone over and over and over for 2 yards, and he ended up with 4.7 yards per carry, but what Ole Miss needed, a lot of that came later, and it shows you how stats can be misleading, because a lot of it was stalemated. at the line of scrimmage from a very, very, very good Kentucky defensive line. Deion Walker's the real deal. Terrorized Ole Miss's offensive line. And that offensive line is banged up. We talked about this on Tuesday, but confirmed earlier this week, and now we'll talk about it on Talk of Champions. Chuck Brownsville, my publisher at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On Three, the godfather of Ole Miss sports coverage. He's been doing this since the 80s. He used to deliver physical paper Ole Miss Spirits, and now all you got to do is pull it up on the phone. Consider how blessed you are. Some people would wait by the mailbox just to get any kind of news about the Rebels, and we get to talk all of our crap in the YouTube comment section because Ulysses Bentley isn't getting enough carries, or at least we don't think so. We live in a great time, but also a bizarre time and a weird time, and a time where it looks like Ole Miss has to get Ulysses Bentley the ball more. So here's TJ Oxley, at TJ Oxley 1 on Twitter. A great follow. Follow him if you haven't already. Yes, Ole Miss was really just running inside zone into the interior of an offensive line that's banged up. Arise McIntyre, that is starting only because Jerquan Scott, a transfer from Southern Miss, is not healthy. Only because Caleb Warren, a multi-year starter at center who did move off of center to guard, isn't healthy. It would be one of those two. I have a question about Bryson Sanders, but Arise McIntyre and Bryson Sanders, as far as talent, might be different. The upside is definitely higher for Bryson Sanders than Arise McIntyre. Arise McIntyre is who he is at this point. It's a proven commodity. Meanwhile, Bryson Sanders is all upside. Maybe he comes into play later on in the year if it does become a lost year compared to what the expectations were. I said it on Tuesday that I've been talking about it. I made mention of it. Jetty Pickle, Andy Staples, my own three national guys have made mention of this. I said on Tuesday, anything short of the playoff for this Ole Miss team, one of the most talented, inarguably the most talented as far as all 22s top to bottom in modern history. Anything short of that playoff is a disappointment. That didn't go far enough. Anything short, like J.D. Pickle said back in, I think, May, anything short of the playoff for this Ole Miss football team is a failure, not a disappointment. A failure. And it all starts Saturday against South Carolina in what I think is a must-win game. And it's corny. I hate that. I hate those terms. Because every game is a must-win game. We love to talk in broad generalities. But if you look at Ole Miss, how else would you classify this? No, your season's of course not over. You're still playing for postseason. But the postseason for this Ole Miss football team wasn't supposed to be the Music City Bowl, as projections are currently saying, or the Las Vegas Bowl. Yes, you celebrate the individual accomplishment, the Rebels that have given their all. J.J. Pegues, who's been incredible on both sides of the ball, returned home. You talk about all of these things. Jared Ivey, despite all the transfers around him on the defensive line, he's the highest graded of all of them in his third year at Ole Miss. One of the best defensive linemen, stat-wise, to ever come through here. And yeah, I'm biased because he does a podcast, the Ivy League. No new Ivy League this week. I haven't heard from Jared this week, but hopefully we'll have one for you soon. I kind of get it. It's after Kentucky. I'm not saying anything. But yeah, Jared Ivy, what he's meant to this team, to this program. But the long-term ramifications are completely shifted with a loss on Saturday. Not completely shifted. They change entirely. And what has been important for a year since Ole Miss whipped Penn State in the Peach Bowl, that Ole Miss was ascending as a national title contender, the first since the 60s. Now, after Kentucky, that all seems a little bit more fantastical until Ole Miss can go out there and do it on Saturday against South Carolina, and they'll have to get some improvement out of the running game. So TJ talked about this, that there hasn't been creativity. This is what I mentioned. This hasn't been creativity. There hasn't been scheming your playmakers open. We've talked about Ulysses Bentley getting Caden Priestcorn the ball. Those interior runs for Henry Parrish, who's not really built like an interior runner only. Matt Jones is, but he's on the injury report. He's questionable for Saturday. We're getting to it. On the year, according to TJ Oxley, who compiled these stats, Ole Miss has 38 runs outside the tackles. That averages out to 6.84 yards per carry. Ole Miss ran four of those against Kentucky. And even more notable, the two highest run blocking grades on the roster for Kentucky, or for the year, Micah Pettis and Diego Pounds, your tackles. So, TJS, should we see more runs to the outside? You bet your butt. Because you proved against Kentucky, you can't just line up and push people around in the interior. And now, Jaden Williams, as we flip to the injury report, he's doubtful. Doubtful for Saturday against South Carolina. Ole Miss and South Carolina kickoff in Columbia. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Ole Miss is now ranked number 12. Entered Kentucky number 6. And everybody's saying prove it. Now they're number 12 and fighting for their life. But there you see it right there. Jaden Williams, doubtful for South Carolina. He's got a meniscus injury. He's going to have surgery. He's not going to play Saturday. They can list him as doubtful. But that's an optimistic view. Question is how long if they discover something else in the cleanup of the meniscus injury? There's a lot of ligaments down there in the knee. And he was a surprise scratch last week. This happened late in the game week last week. And he was a surprise scratch for Kentucky. Give it to Diego Pounds. Give it to Micah Pettis. Now, I said both of them ice skating too much against Kentucky. That means the pass pro left a lot to be desired, but they weren't by themselves. That was the entire Ole Miss offensive line, and that is still the number one issue for me going into South Carolina. Can they keep Jackson Dart protected? Not upright. He's never going to be necessarily upright. He invites contact, for goodness sake. But can you give him more than 2.5 seconds of pocket protection time? Because you've shown capable, or at least your two offensive tackles that are going to be your tackles moving forward. They have shown they can ground and pound. They can really run it right at defenses if they need to on the outside, not in the interior. And a lot of what Ole Miss does in the variations of its RPOs and all the multi-play attachments to each one of its plays, a lot of those run attachments, it seems like most of them, is defaulted to an inside zone run. But outside the tackles, Ole Miss has shown it's better than it is anywhere else. And this offense needs to what? Like we talked about on Tuesday, utilize its playmakers. That includes our Henry Parrish, who's not really a between the tackles guy. He's better in space on the perimeter. Same thing with Ulysses Bentley. And that is why it's a major storyline for me to see if Ulysses does get to play more. If he does get used more of a spark. If Micah Pettis wasn't just, you know, vouching for his guy, but given a foreshadowing something that was coming on Saturday. Let's hope so.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With CSpire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire, customer inspired.
Introducing the new and improved BNA Bank mobile app. From setting transaction alerts and tracking your spending habits to managing travel plans and turning off a lost or stolen debit card, you can take care of all of it in the new BNA mobile app. At BNA Bank, we know that life moves pretty fast, and we have the mobile technology to keep up with your life on the go. BNA Bank. Local. Invested. Modern banking.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is PrizePicks,
America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Logan Diggs is still out. Transfer running back from LSU. We're not seeing Rashad Amos. We're not seeing these guys, these other transfer running backs. It's been Henry Parrish, Matt Jones a little, not at all really last week, and now he is questionable, which again leads me to believe that maybe you're still, all the tea leaves are reading that Ulysses Bentley is going to get the ball more. And third, Jackson Dart, and Jackson Dart couldn't run against Kentucky. So watching for that Saturday, Ulysses Bentley, is this the week? Is this the week? It needs to be. Where does Ulysses Bentley do his most damage? Just like Henry Parrish, we all have seen it. He's the highest graded returning running back in the SEC, averaged almost 6 yards a carry last year. It's out in space. And for a team that struggled to push a good SEC defensive line away from the line of scrimmage, yeah, I think they're going to be testing those edges more than they certainly did against Kentucky, but possibly more than they have all year because they know they're desperate too. It is a must-win game. Of course, it's a must-win game, but they'll be without Cedric Beavers, Isaiah Hartrip, a transfer wide receiver, Devin Price, another transfer wide receiver, Cam East is out. But really, before I go through all the names here, and let's not go through all the names, let's dissect what it means. All the guys who are out were completely expected. The doubtful Jaden Williams, he's not going to play. If he plays, I'll say, hey, I was wrong. I'll freely admit I was wrong. But because, look, they're not going to tell us straight up. Just like Shane Beamer's not really giving it his full, honest forthcomingness with his quarterback situation. Sellers are supposed to be back, or maybe it's some gamesmanship because Beamer knows he's got to figure it out, too. He's got some things to work through with his own personnel issues. But the injury report came out on Wednesday, and it wasn't just for Ole Miss. It was for South Carolina, too. And according to this report that I'm reading on On3, he missed week 4 to Lenoris Sellers, who was the opening day starter, and they went to Robbie Ashford, who transferred in from Auburn, formerly of Oregon. Oh, it's just a mess. A former Ole Miss recruit. They went to him because Sellers got hurt. He missed week 4 due to an ankle injury. They're coming off a bye week, the first of two opponents coming off bye weeks for Ole Miss. And you might scream to yourself, wait a second, that reeks of the SEC trying to screw with Ole Miss. And listen, I was right there with you for most of my life. up until about 4 years ago, probably. But that's not what this is. I don't think that's what this is at all. I don't think the SEC is purely coincidence that Ole Miss has this. And Lane Kiffin made a great point on the SEC teleconference on Wednesday. Bye weeks don't really have, I mean, teams coming off bye weeks or getting 2 weeks to prepare don't really have much of an advantage statistically in the SEC for years now. Remember Ole Miss getting popcorn ready after a bye week for Alabama? Doesn't really mean anything. It sounds nice. It's a nice talking point. It's a nice rallying cry, or really it's coach speak, because they know it's nonsense too. Bye weeks are bye weeks are bye weeks. Mostly the kids aren't just sitting around going, man, I need to get my body, keep their body iced on ice for a week. They're playing video games and going to eat Taco Bell and going to the library on a Thursday, which they never get to do. Point is, Sellers missed week four, and according to the injury report, he's listed as the starting quarterback on this week's depth chart. He seems like he's going to go. He's listed as questionable. Rocket Sanders is listed, the running back, talented running back. I think he's seventh in the SEC in rushing. Former Arkansas transfer who put up 230 yards against Ole Miss 2 years ago. I love me some Rocket Sanders. And man, could Ole Miss use him now. 1 week outlier. Let's stick to that. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. I've learned a lot this year. And one of them is to keep things simple. And Jared Ivey taught me something that I remind myself to keep it simple. Keep the main thing the main thing. Let's not veer too much further off track here. The Norris Sellers, questionable. Raheem Sanders, Rocket Sanders, number seven in the SEC in rushing, questionable. They have their own personnel issues, and that does play into Ole Miss's favor because defensively, they did answer the bell when given the opportunity to shut up its doubters, to prove to its doubters it's every bit the championship contender it claims to be. The Ole Miss defense did answer the call. Yeah, there's some nits to pick. Real nits to pick, but 20 points for a Lane Kiffin team allowed should always be a win. Always. Especially against good SEC teams. So Ole Miss defensively, we still think that group is strong. We don't really, yeah, they need to get more pressure. Generate more pressure, especially considering how loaded for bear we thought that defensive line was. Need some more out of linebackers not named Chris Poupall. We know about the field corner issues. We've talked about them ad nauseum to this point. But Isaiah Hamilton held up pretty well. I know the Berrien Brown play was tough for him, but he had good coverage. He did. Berrien Brown made a play. Jaden Kennedy stepping up in that rover or that hybrid role that he's playing in the back end is one of five Ole Miss defensive backs on the field on any given play. That defense is still what we thought it was. It's still good. Still championship caliber. So if both quarterbacks are hurting, I don't know about Robbie as much. He wasn't listed anywhere on the report, but at least from coverage of people who do this for South Carolina like I do this for Ole Miss, it sounds like both of them are very questionable. Either way, they have personnel issues, and that is, at least for Ole Miss, something that they could potentially exploit in a game that's probably going to be closer than any of us foresaw in the preseason, especially coming off of what happened last week. Because we're done mentioning what happened last week. Officially done. We're done mentioning it. But what about the rest of the injury report? Princely Umanmielen's listed as questionable, and so is Trey Harris and J.J. Pegues and Micah Pettis and Jeremy James is even listed as questionable. He's supposed to be out a month with a fractured hand. Jeremy James, if he plays Saturday, that would be a huge, huge boost. So would Jaden Williams if he really is only doubtful and there's a chance that by miracle, God's healing will allow him to walk out on a football field on Saturday and play competently as the blindside protector of Jackson Dart. Man, awesome. I have my doubts. It seems like a little gamesmanship. Almost is beat up on the offensive line. And it's no secret. It's not like I'm giving away secrets here. Anybody that watched the tape of the other game, the game that changed everything. If Lord Voldemort is he who shall not be named, then I guess Kentucky will be that game that changed everything. So that game that changed everything made all kind of be on guard, be a little desperate, and play the gamesmanship games that you got to play. Shane Beamer in them, man, they could be undefeated right now. They're a penalty away from beating LSU by 2 touchdowns and being undefeated right now. So they're thinking playoffs too. They're thinking disrespect. But they're dealing with injuries as well. Ole Miss, fortunately, they're not dealing with the injuries as much on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, Trey Amos is listed as probable. He's on the report. So is Brandon Turner. Everybody's banged up. But real questionable out, doubtful calls, Jaden Williams isn't going to play. Jeremy James isn't going to play. Trey Harris will. Trey Harris has been banged up since he got here after he transferred in, and he's still leading the country in receiving yards. He's still leading the country. His stats last week against Kentucky, I think Cade Smith, another good follow on Twitter that I like to read his stuff too. Both of you are welcome. TJ, Cade, y'all are both welcome on Talk Champions. You just got to, you know, say, hey, Ben, when and where? You can come on anytime. I love your stuff. Trey, he said this, Kate said this, Trey Harris's stats specifically against the team that, or the game against the team that changed everything, or whatever I said. Trey Harris is still leading the nation despite Trey Harris and all the other weapons not being utilized correctly. And his numbers, according to Kate, who I couldn't agree with more, I love this statement, his numbers specifically against that team could not have been more of an indictment on the lack of creativity or the ability to make adjustments off script, because on script Ole Miss looks so good. So Trey's going to play. I'm not worried about Trey. Not worried about J.J. Pegues. J.J.'s going to give it all, man, until he ain't got another breath to give. Caden Lee's listed as probable. I spoke with Caden yesterday. He's gonna play. He's fine. They're all banged up. That's what happens when you're 5 weeks in, when Halloween's coming around. Spooky pumpkins. The Ole Miss Spirit, by the way, olemspirit.com, Fleet of All Three. That's the website in Riverland Roofing. The roof up top, our friends Riverland, for all your roofing needs. Text or call them today, 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. You can visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. So the injury report, nothing really surprising about it. But at least we've parsed through what is real and what's kind of some gamesmanship on both sides of it. Ole Miss and South Carolina. I almost said Southern Miss. And South Carolina. Because both of these teams have a desperation too. That's what makes this game so fascinating. I've been doing a lot of interviews with South Carolina people this week. And one asked me, well, all right, off the record, what do you think will happen? Well, I'll tell y'all on the record. It's going to be a dogfight. I don't do predictions anymore because all that does is set yourself up for someone to say, you idiot, you told me this was going to happen. I actually had an older Ole Miss fan say, man, I finally believed because you told me to. I finally believed. And my only response to him was, hey, man, I get it. That's why this game's so important too. Again, going back, flipping it back to what it was, what we were talking about to start here. Yeah, of course it's a must-win game. Everything changes after this. You have to be proven, sir, you have to be proven, or they have to show it to you. They have to see it. You have to see it to believe it, and I don't blame you. It is that important. It is that desperate. Some gamesmanship is happening. Because if it doesn't work out for Ole Miss, I'm not doing predictions, but I'm saying it's going to be a four-quarter game. I don't care how banged up South Carolina is offensively, because Ole Miss, good as it's been defensively, it's death by a thousand cuts. And that at least has been the fatal flaw for the Ole Miss defense. Or it was against the team that changed everything. They couldn't get off the field. Now, a lot of it was fortuitous bounces, like the punched-out fumble by Trey Washington, recovered by the Kentucky tight end for the touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown. That was pure unfortunate coincidence. However, plays were left out there. They know that. But again, that's nitpicky because we know, we still believe there's nothing to take away from that defense right now. We can pick some nits, but there is nothing really to say about that defense other than, yeah, they can win a title with that defense if the offense is what we expect and always expect it to be under a Lane Kiffin team. So there's your injury report. Now, about these outside runs, my buddy Austin Brown really wanted to make a point. And he also wanted to showcase his Donald Trump impression.
Spirit Ben, this is your friend Donald Trump. I'm here to talk to you about why Lane Kiffin will not put the keys in the ignition of Bentley, Ulysses Bentley. He's like a fine luxury automobile, like a Bentley I drive on every day. You need to give him the rock and he'll run. Oh, he'll run so good. He'll win so big. He'll win bigger than I'm going to beat Kamala. Cackling Kamala has no chance. Defenses stand no chance if we just give it to Bentley. The state of the running back room is a joke. It's a complete joke. It's such a joke that on 3rd and 3 with the game on the line, we put a defensive lineman at running back and then called timeout to put an injured running back in and then ran quarterback power. So don't lie to me, Lion Lane, and tell me that Bentley is not a better option. We got to give him the rock and we'll beat the Cox, just like I'm going to beat Kamala. This is Donald J, 47. Vote for me.
I don't care about your politics. It doesn't matter. He's a hardcore conservative. I don't care. That is a good impression. Saturday Night Live level. He just wanted to like leave a voicemail and he was like, what, do you think they'd be cool with my Trump impression? Yes, Austin. It's hilarious. I can't do Donald Trump, but I can do Fozzie Bear, Kermit the Frog, Mickey Mouse, Miss Piggy, a lot of Muppets. So, hey, if you want me to leave a voicemail for you as one of your most beloved characters, like Mickey Mouse, when you got an 8-year-old that loves Mickey Mouse, I can do the Mishka Mushka Mouse, can do it better than anybody. But there, if you need a Donald Trump, my man Austin Brown's got you covered, and he's right. It speaks on the theme of this week, utilizing the Ole Miss playmakers effectively. Properly utilizing them. Utilizing the way they're supposed to be utilized. Because a loss on Saturday in a must-win game does change everything. If Kentucky set off the alarm bells and flipped everything on its ear, well, South Carolina is the opportunity to get off the mat, brush yourself off, and show that that was the outlier, or the conversations start turning to what this culture is now. The NIL implications, the opt-out implications, potentially. I read something on Twitter, and I love this, the framing of this. Stephen Godfrey, a lot of y'all know Stephen. He and I did a podcast together, an Ole Miss podcast together, the original flagship, now hosted by Zach Berry. It's a recruiting show, but it used to be me and Godfrey. And he says, so far, NIL free agency, which is what it is, hasn't purchased legitimacy for any team previously without it. Maybe Florida State last year. And that was really what a lot of points national media people were making before the year started, all throughout the preseason, was Ole Miss needs to win, yes, because they hadn't won a title since the 60s, but also they have leaned most into this new culture, embraced it entirely, decorated its end zones for its SEC opener off of the whole NIL image that it's built, the aura and swagger that is built off of the back of NIL efforts. It's an indictment on South Carolina and other big schools and bigger fan bases that Ole Miss is number six, has the number six collective in the country, because Ole Miss's fan base is never going to be the biggest. It's always going to be bottom three. And yet Ole Miss rallied. Ole Miss fans rallied to the cause when the culture changed. Ole Miss fans didn't go, oh, no, they stepped up and they did the thing. Let's allow that progress not to be stifled anymore, or not to be derailed anymore, not to be thrown into a ditch. Beat South Carolina. Now we're back having the conversations we were supposed to be having the first week, not even the second, the first week of October. Not whether you're going to the Music City Bowl or the Las Vegas Bowl, whether you were going to be, or what seed you were going to be in the playoff. J.D. Pickle said it all throughout the preseason, other national media types, but it stuck with me. Yeah, Ole Miss needs to win it, needs to get a title because it's his first title since the 60s. All those things have always been true. But being the team that most leaned into NIL, or at least the poster child for a lot of people, including myself, I think. Yeah, Colorado's tried to play the game too, but Ole Miss has done it more methodically. It's been a 5-year process. They started their process in Canada. Dean Leonard is still on an NFL roster. So is Tavius Robinson. This was not a hired gun and then go hire a bunch of mercenaries from other schools. It's kind of turned into that, but that's the whole culture now. Everybody is doing that. But Ole Miss has been relevant and been able to stay or kept its head above water competitively and done record-setting things like win 11 games for the first time in a regular season because of its NIL efforts. So if you don't win it or if you don't make the playoff, the criticisms from a Godfrey or a J.D. Pickle or whoever, even the casual fan who hates the new way of doing things, the new way of doing business, my buddy Witt loves Ole Miss, hates the NIL structure, can't stand it. He would have given a left arm to play fullback for Ole Miss. You know, like, so his perspective is different. All I ever wanted to see growing up was Ole Miss win a national championship. My perspective remains the same. But the conversation would go to then, well, maybe this NIL structure can't be exploited. Maybe you can't break through this way. Maybe we do have to start talking about more traditional ways of doing things. Those high school classes only being in the 20s could be a problem. The lack of developing high school talent across the board, but really offensively, Aiden Williams. And he's not the first one, not the first wide receiver, first freshman who struggled to come in here and make plays. Braylon Brown was a four-star. At some point, 5 years is, I mean, 5 years is a big enough sample. It's no longer a small sample. At some point, it's no longer a small sample. Those are the conversations after a loss to South Carolina. So is it a must win? Of course it's a must win. Every game's a must win. Every coach will tell you that. Every person that understands ball will tell you that. But for Ole Miss, never has a game, for as long as I've been doing this, felt like such a hinge game for what was expected and for what reality is today. It's a big, big week. And thank you all for the support for Brandon, my brother-in-law. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. I found comfort last night. I don't care. I'll tell all of you how I'm feeling. I was in a way last night. I deal with anxiety. And last night I read Matthew 7:14. I'm telling you. Always remember, when you're feeling some type of way, especially for anxiety, it helped with me. Small is the gate, narrow the road, and only few find it. God is good. And the Rebels, they got to bounce back. This has been another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. Riverland Roofing, call or text them today for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. That's 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. And I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. An affiliate of On3. We want you there. We want you hanging out with us. I know I do. I used to do regular all-day AMAs, Ask Me Anythings, these long question and answer sessions on my message board. But it doesn't feel as fun when I'm not getting the same amount of responses we got to start. Man, I need y'all's enthusiasm. I need y'all to pick me up too. Come join me and ask them questions. Because trust me, we all here for the same reason. To talk about your Ole Miss Rebels. But if you need something to do outside of paying attention to Ole Miss and Saturday, of course, Ole Miss is playing in South Carolina. Seussical Junior is happening at New Albany High School. And there is one particular bird girl named Gracie Garrett. She's the gorgeous brunette in green. Just a beautiful disposition, a beautiful soul. I love her so much. She is in Seussical Junior this weekend, Thursday night at New Albany High School, Saturday night at New Albany High School, Sunday afternoon at New Albany High School. So if you need something to do, come hang out with me. I'll be there shooting them. I'll see my friends at Seussical Junior later tonight, and then I'll see all of you after Ole Miss in South Carolina on Saturday. And hopefully, it'll be a much more, it'll be more like it was before the team that shall remain nameless did what they did. Because that was fun. And I don't want to have the conversations I think we'd have to have if Ole Miss were to lose on Saturday. So let's see. Lenore Sellers, you going to play? You really going to play? You healthy? Ole Miss, that offensive line. Oh boy. Jaden Williams, meniscus now. Jeremy James is listed as questionable. I have my doubts, but man, if he could play. I'll see y'all on Saturday. Until then, take care of each other. Be good to each other. God bless.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.